Good morning on Sunday the 13th of February 2022. Our readings for today are from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 12 to 20 and the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 6 verses 17 to 26. But I want to look at something slightly differently and I suppose in a sense my mistake is correct slightly differently, because I want to look back a couple of chapters. As I said, the reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And in particular, verses 4 to 8. And let me read what it says. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And the reason why I pick this particular reading is that today is the 13th of February. And tomorrow is the 14th of February. And of course, many couples are exchanging gifts and roses and chocolates and the like, because it's a day where the world remembers being in love. And, you know, yeah, that's what people do. That's what they do for the day. But you know, this passage in 1 Corinthians 13 is all about love. And where I've read that love suffers long and is kind and does not envy and does not parade itself, it is the truth. But there's a verse in John's Gospel where it tells us that God is love. And John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And my point is that God always is love, not just on one day of the year. And God always loves us. In fact, he loves the whole world. He doesn't change. And this passage in 1 Corinthians 13 is used at many weddings, and I've used it myself and taught on it and preached on it. And in a way, it's been taught wrongly, and I've probably used it wrongly because it's trying to encourage a couple who are getting married to love one another. And most of us, unfortunately, are like the rest of us, and we all will say, yes, I do love my other half, if we're fortunate enough to be married or if we're in a relationship. But unfortunately, as so often happens, we feel and can feel at times that we may love them, but they don't love us the same as we love them. And we start comparing ourselves amongst ourselves, and as it says in 1 Corinthians, that is not wise, or in Corinthians, it is not wise to compare ourselves amongst ourselves, for that is not wise. And you see, whenever we stand back for a moment and think about what the Bible says about love, it's actually talking about God. And it's talking about how God views love rather than how we are to view love, because our love doesn't even come close to God's kind of love. And yes, we love to the best of our ability, but really it's only whenever we truly surrender ourselves to God and allow him to be in us and live in us and through us that we actually can love perfectly, because it's his love. And so perhaps in answer to this dilemma, this problem, this situation of loving people for a day or making a whole thing about it for a day, and rather trying to transfer and think of it as being something that we allow God to do through us all the year round. I want to read a couple of other verses in 1 Corinthians 13, which is beginning at the first verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. That's the first three verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I want us to understand these three verses in terms of not having love, but having God. So though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not God, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. You see, when we focus on love, it's about, oh, I love you and you love me. Oh, isn't it nice? And those things are good. That's part of relationship. But that's got nothing to do with God's kind of love. Because as it says later on, God's kind of love suffers long. It does not envy. It does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, because God doesn't do these things. God very much is patient, always, and is for our good. So though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not God, I've become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And then it goes on about the gifts of the Spirit, so that I could remove mountains, but have not God, I am nothing. And that very much is my point of what I want us to understand, is because we can only truly love if we have God. Because if we don't have God, if we're not committed and submitted to Him, then we have nothing. And our kind of love, earthly love, selfish love, will always fall short of what God intended it to be. And even the last bit, which is said in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, you may be a kind, generous person, and you may convince yourself that you're doing right, that you're blessing this one and that one, and you're giving things away. And yeah, that is good. But if you're doing it because of yourself and you don't have God, it profits you nothing. And in a very real way, for all the pats on the back and the applause that you get when people say thank you for what you've given them, enjoy it. Because that's all you're going to get from it. Because the key to love is having God. Because it's only with God in us and through us that we can properly speak, that we can properly have knowledge, that we can properly and rightly give. Because when we don't have God, we'll have nothing. And it profits us nothing. So as you think about tomorrow, about Valentine's Day, and yes, indeed give presents and receive presents to and from those whom you love, but think of it in the context of God and His love, and think of it in the context of God who is love, and receive from Him so that you can give from Him in you and through Him. And with Him in you. Because that is where it's truly at. That is what love is all about. It's found in God. And God in us. And God in you. And God in me. And so we'll not only love on the 14th of February, but we'll love continually, just as God does. He loves me and I love him back. And he loves other people, so I love other people too. And that will be our mantra. And yes, there will be special people in our lives, but we try to love them with the love of God and not just with our own love. So remember, love suffers long because God suffers long and is kind. It's the God kind of love. It's the God kind of love that you want in your life. And that he indeed will overflow your life in abundance, not only for yourself, but the abundance and overflowing for the people that you meet. For God is love. And remember what I said from John chapter 3, popular verse. For God so loved the world that he gave. Let him give through you today, tomorrow, and every day, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.